of King Uther Pendragon. Then within 2 years King Uther fell sick of a great malady, and in the meanwhile his enemies usurped upon him, and did a great battle upon his men, and slew many of his people. "Sir," said Merlin, "ye may not lie so as ye do, for ye must to the field, though ye ride on an horse litter, for ye shall never have the better of your enemies, but if your person be there, and then shall ye have the victory." So it was done as Merlin had devised, and they carried the king forth in an horse litter with a great host towards his enemies. And at St. Albans there met with the king a great host of the north. And that day Sir Ulfius and Sir Brastias did great deeds of arms, and King Uther's men overcame the northern battle, and slew many people, and put the remnant to flight. Footnote in conjunction with the phrase northern battle. The footnote states that means northern battalion. Text continued. And then the king returned unto London, and made great joy of his victory. And then he fell passing sore sick, so that 3 days and 3 nights he was speechless. Wherefore all the barons made great sorrow, and asked Merlin what counsel were best. "There is none other remedy," said Merlin, "but God will have his will." Another footnote in conjunction with the word "nis," N-I-S, "there is none." The footnote indicates that "nis" is the same thing as "is not." Text continued. Page 15. "But look, all ye barons, be before King Uther tomorrow, and God and I will make him to speak." So on the morn all the barons from Merlin came to for the king. Then Merlin said aloud unto King Uther, "Sir, shall your son Arthur be king after your days of this realm with all the appurtenance?" There's a footnote one here, but no indication of where the footnote is to be found. Text continued. "Then Uther Pendragon turned him and said in hearing of them all, I give him God's blessing and mine, and bid him pray for my soul, and righteously and worshipfully, that he claim the crown upon forfeiture of my blessing. And therewith he yielded up the ghost, and then was he interred as longed to a king. Wherefore the queen, fair Igraine, made great sorrow, and all the barons." Footnote referring to the expression, "he interred as longed to a king," that's L-O-N-G-E-D. And the footnote indicates that means belonged. Text continued. Chapter 5. How Arthur was chosen king, and of wonders and marvels of a sword taken out of a stone by the said Arthur. Then stood the realm in great jeopardy long while, for every lord that was mighty of men made him strong, and many weened to have been king. Footnote in conjunction with weened indicates that means thought, and many thought to have been king. Text continued. Then Merlin went to the Archbishop of Canterbury and counseled him for to send for all the lords of the realm and all the gentlemen of arms, that they should to London come by Christmas, upon pain of cursing. And for this cause, that Jehu, that was born on that night, that he would of his great mercy show some miracle, as he was come to be king of mankind, for to show some miracle who should be rightwise king of this realm. So the archbishop, by the advice of Merlin, sent for all the lords and gentlemen of arms, that they should come by Christmas even unto London. And many of them made them clean of their life, that their prayer might be the more acceptable unto God. So in the greatest church of London, whether it were Paul's, or not the French book maketh to mention, all the estates were long or day in the church for to pray. Page 16. And when Matins and the first Mass was done, there was seen in the churchyard against the high altar a great stone, four square, like unto a marble stone, and in midst thereof was like an anvil of steel, a foot on high, and therein stuck a fair sword, naked by the point, and letters there were written in gold about the sword, that saiden thus: Whoso pulleth out this sword of this stone and anvil is rightwise king-born of all England. Then the people marveled and told it to the archbishop. I command, said the archbishop, that ye keep you within your church and pray unto God still, that no man touch the sword till the high mass be all done. So when the masses were done, all the lords went to behold the stone and the sword. And when they saw the scripture, some essayed, such as would have been king, but none might stir the sword nor move it. He is not here, said the archbishop, that shall achieve the sword, but doubt not God will make him known. But this is my counsel, said the archbishop, that we let purvey 10 knights, men of good fame, and they to keep this sword. Footnote in conjunction with let purvey. The footnote indicates that this expression, let purvey, means order to be appointed. Text continued. So it was ordained, and then there was made a cry that every man should assay that would, for to win the sword, and upon New Year's Day the barons let make a joust and a tournament, that all knights that would joust or tourney there might play. And all this was ordained for to keep the lords together and the commons, for the archbishop trusted that God would make him known that would win the sword. So upon New Year's Day, when the service was done, the barons rode unto the field, some to joust and some to tourney. And so it happened that Sir Ector, that had great livelihood about London, rode unto the joust, and with him rode Sir Kay his son, and young Arthur that was his nourished brother. And Sir Kay was made knight at All Hallowmas of four. So as they rode to the joust ward, Sir Kay had lost his sword, for he had left it at his father's lodging, and so he prayed young Arthur for to ride for his sword. Page 17. I will, said Arthur, and rode fast after the sword. And when he came home, the lady and all were out to see the jousting. Then was Arthur wroth, and said to himself, I will ride to the churchyard, and take the sword with me that sticketh in the stone, for my brother Sergei shall not be without a sword this day. So when he came to the churchyard, Sir Arthur alit and tied his horse to the stile, and so he went to the tent and found no knights there, for they were at jousting. And so he handled the sword by the handles, and lightly and fiercely pulled it out of the stone, and took his horse and rode his way until he came to his brother Sergei, and he delivered him the sword. Footnote in conjunction with the phrase, and lightly and fiercely pulled it out of the stone. Light, the footnote indicates that lightly means easily. Text continued. And as soon as Sir Kay saw the sword, he wist well it was the sword of the stone, and so he rode to his father, Sir Ector, and said, Sir, lo, here is the sword of the stone, wherefore I must be king of this land. Footnote in conjunction with the word wist, W-I-S-T, he wist well. Footnote indicates that wist means knew, so he knew well. Text continued. When Sir Ector beheld the sword, he returned again and came to the church, and there they alit all three and went into the church. And anon he made Sir Kay to swear upon a book how he came by that sword. Sir, said Sir Kay, by my brother Arthur, for he brought it to me. How gat ye this sword? Said Sir Ector to Arthur. Sir, I will tell you. When I came home from my brother's sword, I found nobody at home to deliver me his sword, and so I thought my brother Sir Kay should not be swordless. And so I came hither eagerly and pulled it out of the stone without any pain. Found ye any knights about this sword? Said Sir Ector. Nay, said Arthur. Now, said Sir Ector to Arthur, I understand ye must be king of this land. Wherefore I, said Arthur, and for what cause? Sir, said Ector, for God will have it so, for there should never man have drawn out this sword, but he that shall be rightwise king of this land. Page 18. Now let me see whether ye can put the sword there as it was and pull it out again. That is no mastery, said Arthur. And so he put it in the stone. Therewithal Sir Ector essayed to pull out the sword and failed. Chapter 6. How King Arthur pulled out the sword divers times. Now essay, said Sir Ector unto Sir Kay. And anon he pulled at the sword with all his might, but it would not be. Now shall ye essay, said Sir Ector to Arthur. I will well, said Arthur, and pulled it out easily. And therewithal Sir Ector knelt down to the earth, and Sir Kay. Alas, said Arthur, my own dear father and brother, why kneel ye to me? Nay, nay, my lord Arthur, it is not so. I was never your father, nor of your blood. But I wot well ye are of an higher blood than I weened ye were. Footnote with reference to the word what. But I wot well. The footnote indicates that what means know, so I know well. Text continued. And then Sir Ector told him all, how he was betaken him for to nourish him, and by whose commandment, and by Merlin's deliverance. Another footnote with reference to betaken. He was betaken him. footnote indicates be taken means entrusted, so he was entrusted.